Debbie on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Escher with my co-host, Debbie Giorgiani, and you. Thank you for being part of this broadcast and a little bit of a festive mood around well, I was going to say around the office, Debbie, but we're all in different locations, so it's a festive mood everywhere.
Can everybody on YouTube and Facebook see that that's our producer, Rich Jesse, in the control room? Can everybody see? He's waving. Beautiful icon of Jesus.
There you go.
The crucifix behind you, Rich. Nice. Can you ship that out here to Arizona? I like that. He said maybe.
Well, we always talk about Rich Jesse, our producer, and Jeff Burson, our handles social media, Ryan Penny, who screens calls, and Michael Birchfield, Michael McCall, also help out with that. And we're just recognizing them as we always do, but in a special way today, because tomorrow actually is the 15th of June. That was the day that Take Two went on the air for the first time 4 years ago. So we're going to kind of celebrate the anniversary today. We've got a topic for you that we know you're going to hit out of the park. But Debbie, we're just so very grateful to our listeners and to the affiliates who carry the program.
We are. Thank you so much, you guys. And we hope to make this just a really healthy discussion, a vibrant discussion about this topic. We're asking today, has God moved mountains for you? Have you felt that magnificence of God coming in and just doing what he can to make your life better, easier? You know, it's really a beautiful thing when God has moved mountains. You know, it just reinforces how big our God is. And it's a beautiful thing. And we want to hear from you. So if God has moved mountains in your life, or even mini mountains, little molehills or something, call us and let us know. 833-288-3986. Fill up those phone lines, because Jerry, we're going to be having the after show and continuing the conversation, because we just know that our listeners are going to have a lot to say about this.
Well, if there's anyone listening who has not needed to have God move a mountain for you, I really want to hear from you, because it happens to all of us. Obstacles are thrown up in our way with the things that we desire to do, that we want to do, that we think God is calling us to do. And it could be spiritual, you know, it could be the enemy trying to keep that from being accomplished. It could be just simply human things, physical limitations. It could be financial limitations. It could be just about anything. And so if there's been a situation, a time in your life when you said, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I can't get beyond this obstacle, this challenge. We call them mountains. And then we pray, God, you need to move mountains for me. God created the mountains. He can move anything to enable and make a way for us. So if that's happened for you, 833-288-3986.
So please, the phone lines are open right for you. So that's just perfect. If you feel that little prompting in the spirit to call in and share about God moving mountains in your life, you'll speak to Ryan, and he'll chat with you just for a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live and you'll come right in on the discussion. So the number to dial to do that is 1-833-288-EWTN. You see how easy you can remember that? 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I'm excited about this show, because I'm going to take a lot of notes. You see my notebook right here? I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
Well, and you can also join the conversation in other ways as well. If you want to just text in a comment real quickly, you can do that at text the letters EWTN to 55000. You might get a small data rate there. We're streaming live, the video as always, on YouTube and Facebook. Post your comments there. Email take2@EWTN.com and the show website, take2show.com. So a lot of ways for you to be in touch with us. And we just love being a part of your day every day, Monday through Friday, with a replay at midnight Eastern time. So join us today. If God has really gotten, you know, some obstacles out of your way at some point in your life, we want to give praise to God today. This is really an opportunity to rejoice and give him the glory at 833-288-3986.
Okay. If God has moved mountains in your life, we want to hear all about it. So think about it for a second, but don't wait too long, because this hour goes by so quickly. I mean, it flies by. It's been flying by for 4 years. Happy anniversary to all of us. This is very exciting. So we want to hear from you. Don't sit this out. Like we always say, don't be entertained. Jump in and be the teachers here. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call.
I'm thinking of so many times in my life, Debbie, and folks, maybe this will trigger some takes in your mind? Like, say you're at work, you're on the job, you've got a project you need to get completed, and the computer goes down, or some little thing, this or that happens, and the deadline doesn't stop approaching, but your ability, maybe the equipment that you need or something, it's just something, there's a problem along the way, and you just have to simply surrender and say, God, you know what, God, you need to move a mountain for me to get this done. Or maybe you have a loved one who had a very serious health diagnosis or something. He said, you know what, God, there's just no way humanly possible that this could be resolved. And so I'm going to ask you to come through and to shine forth with your might and your glory and move a mountain here. So just give it a little bit of thought. We're sure that you can come up with your own examples at 833-288-3986.
So in my life, Jerry, I can't get into the details of it because it's very personal to me, but I prayed for God to show up in a very big way and move mountains. I would say, yeah, I asked him to move mountains, and a lot of people said it's impossible. And I always just felt it was possible with God. You know, that Matthew 19:26, that's probably why I love that passage so much. But he did. He moved a gigantic mountain for me in my life, and it was amazing. And I, to this day, I still think about it, and I'm like, wow, what a great God. You know, it's pretty cool. How about you?
Well, yeah, I've had a lot of, like I said, I could probably cite a dozen things here, but there have been a lot of things, especially, you know, I've had 39 years in radio, Debbie, and so your life literally is lived on a clock, okay? And there have been times when I've been in traffic and I've been, you know, potentially late to get to work. Not the end of the world. The guy on before me, the DJ or whatever, could stay on or what have you. But there have been a lot of times, and really, you know, we're actually maybe ask people to pray right now. We've been doing some testing on the after show with Jerry and Debbie, and we've got it all. It looks great. We've got some test videos on jerryanddebbie.com and the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. But there's a couple little glitches that we're still trying to get figured out. So if you'd pray that God will move a mountain for us for today's after show, we'd appreciate that.
We sure would.
Hey, we're just transparent, you know?
I know. That's what's so great about it. You know we're doing. You got to think that we have to be doing something that pleases God when all these things happen. Because everything that could happen, it has happened. And so it's all good. We're still faithful and still doing the best we can. And with you participating in this wonderful discussion today, if God has moved mountains in your life, we know you will take this show to great heights because you always do. So please call in at 833-288-3986. And in just a moment, we're going to go to Kathy in Georgia, and she's got a take on this.
Love having you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We have thanked the show team and the affiliates and you, the listeners. 4 years of the program, actually tomorrow, so we're just kind of having a little virtual birthday cake today, so we're sending you a slice of virtual birthday cake. And before we get to your calls, I just want to mention EWTN Pro Life Weekly with, it's one of the great shows. Catherine Haidro hosts that show on EWTN Television. Folks, the further we go down the road of history, it seems like every day, every hour, you know, there's more threats to life and to our beliefs and religious liberty and all of that, especially in the area of marriage and family life. So we want you to take a moment to tune into EWTN Pro Life Weekly with Catherine Haidro. It is Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on most of these EWTN affiliates. So take a look at it. She does a great job.
Absolutely. Okay, first up is Kathy, and Kathy's in Roswell, Georgia, listening on The Quest. Hi, Kathy, and welcome to Take Two.
Hi, welcome. What a blessing this show is. I sure love listening. It always just brightens my day so much. So thank you for the great show and taking this call.
You're welcome.
So this story of moving mountains happened yesterday, and it's just the most unbelievable story. So my friend Mary and Brian and I were at an abortion clinic yesterday where we are cyborg advocates and pray for people to save their babies. And We had spoken to this gentleman once. We got him to come over. The girl was already in there, and he was so kind, and he was listening. He's like, I understand what y'all are saying, but, like, this just isn't a good time for us. We can't have this baby. Thanks for what you're doing, but, you know, we made this decision. And so after he went back to the car, I thought, oh, yeah, I have this little Spider-Man toy. He had told me they had a boy, a little boy that was older, and I said, oh, could you come back and get this little toy for this your little boy? I got this Spider-Man toy. So I got him to come back over. We talked for a few more minutes, and, I mean, he was really listening, seemed to agree with what we were saying, and we just, I mean, we were pouring our heart out to this man, thinking of everything we've ever said in our whole life to save a baby, and he's still just not turning, and he's agreeing, he's saying it's good, but it's just not for them, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so then he goes back into the clinic, he comes back out, we're like, oh, are you, go get her out, you're getting out, and he's like, no, no, I gotta go pay something, and so then he leaves one more time, and he's gonna pass by us, and he rolls down the window again, and we're like trying to engage him, and we're like, honey, please save this baby, don't leave. He's like, I'm gonna go get something to eat and come back. I'm like, no, you can't leave. Like, this baby will be gone when you come back. Like, please don't leave. Like, and he told us he was a Christian, but he wouldn't let us pray with him. We tried to see if we could pray with him, and he was just such a kind man. He's like, you ladies are so sweet. Thank you for what you're doing, but this is not the time for us and stuff. So anyway, as he's leaving, we're like, honey, just please say a prayer in your heart. What does God want you to do? We know God will tell you the answer. He will. So anyway, so he goes away, and I literally turn to my friend Mary, and I take her hand, and we're crying. We're like, Lord, what are we even doing here? Like, you know, if we've had this much interaction with this man and we didn't turn his heart, like, should we even be showing up like this? Is this just fruitful? Like, I'm so sorry. We're a failure. And then I was like, okay, God, it's over to us because he drove away, but it is not over to you. Like, I'm sorry. You can do all things. You can change this right now, and I know you can. So we're just saying we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you've got this, Lord. And we're just saying on the intervention of all the angels and saints, and today, St. Anthony, it's your feast day. Like, we beg you, save this baby. It's your will. Please, God, we just beg you, save this baby. Save all these babies. But if you can turn this man that we talked to, please, he knows all the information, turn his heart. So he ended up coming back, and he said that when he left, he said a prayer in his heart to, what does God want me to do? Give him a son. Wow. This is not what he wants him to do. And he said right then his phone dinged, which was from his girlfriend, which he wasn't even supposed to have her phone in there. It had somehow smuggled in, and she's like, you need to come back. And he's like, why? And she said, I'll tell you when you get here. And he was like, well, just tell me now. And he goes, I was trying to see if this was my son, you know. And so she said, well, they said I have a fever and they can't do the procedure. And I'm not even sick. This is ridiculous. Like, she was very upset or whatever. So then he comes back and tells her, like, this is my son. We're not supposed to do that. And then they just have this huge relief that God said, don't do this. So fast forward, we take her to the pregnancy center down the street. She doesn't have a fever. God gave her a fever for 10 whole minutes or whatever, right? She's completely fine. She goes, I told them I wasn't sick, but it put abortion off the table. Praise God. So we're walking this journey with them. They're about to get evicted. They need $1,900 for rent. We're working. We're almost halfway there, raising that money. And we will not have them not evicted. He needed a job. He already sent his resume. We're like almost having him a job. Like, we're really helping to solve these immediate problems that led them to this abortion clinic. So anyway, praise God. But can you believe that? I'm like, thank you, God. You gave her a fever. Like, what? How amazing that you just answered this prayer. You're like, I'm going to show you I can do all things. You are crying. You think this is over? I'm like, oh, no, no. He's coming back, and it's going to be the most unusual thing that nobody could have done except somebody who gave her a fever for 5 minutes, right?
Wow.
Like, oh, my gosh. It was just such a blessing. So wow. God can do anything. Even when we think it's over, we can't stop praying. The prayers matter. It wasn't us. It wasn't anything we said. It was what God was going to do. So the prayers make such a difference, the prayers. And all of you who can't literally go, physically go to an abortion clinic, pray every day, please. For those of us who are going to these hard places, because it's hard to go back when you're not successful. And so it's such a great encouragement when we have these things happen. And actually, praise God, you're not even going to believe this, but I'm on my way to a pregnancy center with another family that has been saved from abortion this morning, and they're going to the pregnancy center. So we're like literally following each other in our car right now. They're following me to the pregnancy center, which we're almost at. So many blessings. So please keep up the prayers, because prayers make all the difference. So praise God. So I just had to tell you that mountain. I'm like, I don't even know if I'll get on, because I got to get out of the car in a minute and go in here with this other family. Praise God. And they felt like they had a sign today too. I talked to them, and they were such a sweet couple, beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh, you could be a beauty pageant queen. Like, this baby has got to be unbelievably gorgeous. And mm-hmm. and he was a very nice looking man. I'm like, I'm sure your baby is fabulous. And so they had talked to me, and I said, oh, just please don't go in. Let me take you to breakfast. Like, let's just don't go in, because they're going to try to keep you. They're not going to let you Lee, they're going to tell you something that makes you just don't go in, go to the pregnancy center, it's all free. And they went in anyway, and then they got in there, and there was a problem with something, and they were going to have to go do something else to get the payment right. And they're like, nope, this is our son, we're not going to do it. Let's go back and talk to that lady and see if she let her take it to the pregnancy center. Like she said, we can always come back later and do this. In the state, unfortunately, you have a lot of time to do this, but they're very early in their pregnancy. But you can't undo this. You can't undo the abortion. So praise God. Here's one more baby behind me.
Kathy,
so.
You've said the two most important words, and that is praise God. And you said you and your colleagues, your friends, you don't want any recognition for this. And, of course, we want to just be God's instruments but stay out of his way. And so, we all agree with that. But at the same time, God does move mountains. And this, what you shared, was absolutely incredible. But God needed our involvement, the agency of those he had created. We are his hands, we are his feet, we are his body, as St. Paul writes about. And so it's so absolutely beautiful that this has happened. God has moved mountains. And Debbie, sometimes when we think of God moving mountains, it's almost like we picture this mountain being picked up, this 5,000-foot mountain and being moved. No, God does it in little ways. Remember the whisper in the Bible?
Right.
God wasn't in the wind, he wasn't in the earthquake, he was in the little whisper. Mm-hmm. And in this little fever for a couple minutes, a life was saved, and they're saving another life today, it sounds
like. Yeah, this is amazing. Kathy, the story of what you guys have witnessed and have been a part of, you and Mary and Brian, thank you for the work that you are doing, being on the sidewalks there, being counselors and praying and helping people and advising people that they have alternatives, they have a way. I just love that it happened on St. Anthony of Padua. That's one of my favorite saints. He's so active. And I just love the way you and Mary and Brian, you were almost in a, it sounds like you're almost in a desperate mode. And then you just said, God, you can make this happen. You can make this happen. And I think at that moment, the good Lord just said, yeah, I can, just watch. And you guys did, and you watched, and everything unfolded in such an incredible way. God bless you for the work that you are doing. And you're right, we'll keep up the prayers. If we can't be there on the sidewalks, we'll definitely keep up the prayers. So God bless you and continue that great work, Kathy. It's definitely, when you think about saving babies, these babies are coming for a reason, and it's just a beautiful thing. So thank you for all you do.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy, for that great take, and we will let you be on your way because it sounds like you got some more important work to do on behalf of God today, but definitely go with the prayers of the entire Take-Two family. Has God moved a mountain for you? That's our topic today, 833-288-3986. Next up is Bill in Levittown, Pennsylvania, and he's listening to the program on Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Bill. Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Hello. I want to tell you about an encounter I had with Father Mike Scanlon many years ago. I'm a freelance writer, and I've written many stories, and I used to not put anything about my disability in my stories. And he told me that I had to because that was part of the gift God gave me. So ever since then, God has opened so many doors where publications have accepted so many of my stories. And I just wanted to share that.
Wow. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for having the freedom in your own spirit to let your emotions show like that, because so many times anyone with a disability of any kind is so often looked down upon by our society and by our culture, and maybe that's especially true when it comes to contributing to society in a big way like you wanted to do with books and articles and so forth. So we rejoice with you, Bill, that God has definitely moved those mountains and, like you said, opened those doors. And Debbie, we hope that God will continue to do that, because Bill has a great gift to share with the world, and now he's got that platform to do it.
Absolutely. Keep publishing, Bill. God bless you. I mean, what a great gift that God has given you. And we just hope you just can get it all across the world. Whatever you choose to write about or to share, we hope it just goes in a really magnificent, large way, Bill. We serve a big God, and we have to just think huge. What do you think about that, Bill? Just go massively, widespread, Bill.
Absolutely. Well, within the past few years, I've published a book out of all the articles that have been published and put them together and called it From Where I Sit, and it's available on Amazon.
Wow.
That's massive.
Well, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. From where I sit.
I love it.
There's the landline.
Is that your landline?
That's my landline, yeah.
Maybe it's St. Anthony calling.
It is, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Bill, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and how God has moved mountains in your life. I just think, wow, I love it, Bill. Keep writing, Bill. Okay. Jerry, this is a good conversation. You have a nice ringtone on that landline.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just apologize to whoever that was, but I just hung up on them. Hey, they should know better than to call me during showtime.
They're probably asking
maybe
for a donation
it was Publishers
or something.
Clearinghouse or something.
There goes my
check, $25,000 a month for the rest of my life. Out the window, just like that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, thank you again, Bill. God bless you for sharing how God has moved mountains in your life. If you want to get in on this conversation and share how God has moved mountains or little mini mountains or many mountains, it doesn't matter. We want to hear from you. We're learning, and it is affirming our faith. It is encouraging us to have trust in God, and that's what this show is all about, getting closer to God. 1-833-288-3986. And Jerry, we're getting a lot of happy anniversary texts coming in. In fact, my goddaughter, Katie, just texted. She's at her new job, and she just said, congratulations, happy anniversary. It's so beautiful. We're getting all these happy anniversaries. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and just to clarify, if you're not a longtime listener to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, the anniversary today is of the show. Debbie is married. I am not. Debbie's married to Marty. And I love Marty. He's a great guy, and they're fantastic together. Their sacrament shows all the time and the great things that they do together. But the anniversary today is of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So if you've been a part of it for 5 minutes or 4 years, praise God, and God bless you for that. And we're talking today about how God has moved mountains, maybe got you right up to the brink of something not working out right that you thought was supposed to, and you had to surrender and say, God, it's not going to work unless you do it, God. All of a sudden, there goes God. We got Susan in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listening on St. Rose Radio. First-time caller to Take Two. Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
My mountaintop experience actually happened 26 years ago. But I love sharing the story. 27 years ago, my 15-year-old daughter came to me and said she was pregnant. And obviously that was very difficult. It was a difficult 9 months. Thank God for Catholic Charities in Nashville. They helped me and our family tremendously. During that time frame, my daughter's godfather had left our lives, but came back into her life just for a brief period of time. And his next door neighbors were looking to adopt a baby. And so we met with a couple, and Laura picked them to be the mother of her child. But then when Laura went and delivered the baby, she changed her mind. And she just was begging and begging that she could keep the baby. And I held firm and said no, that, you know, she could not. So sounds heartless, but it was just, I felt like it was the best thing to do for a 15-year-old. And so the baby went into foster care and was there for 3 weeks, which was just as hard of a 3 weeks as that 9 months previous to that. But at the end of the 3 weeks, we have a grotto over at church, and I went and sat in the grotto. And at the time, there was a huge tree. It was the end of June. There was a bench there, and I just sat there for just a little bit. And then finally, I said, God, I cannot do this anymore. And I audibly heard him say, trust me. 2 or 3 hours later, my husband got a call from the godfather, and my daughter had changed her mind and decided to place the baby for adoption.
Rose, and I'm going to ask you to hit the pause button right there, if you'll forgive me. We got to just take a catch a breath here and let our affiliates carry a couple of announcements here. So I'm hanging on your every word. This is fantastic. I love where this is going, and we're going to ask you to pick up where you just left off your thought there. Please, my apologies to you, but this is part of radio, and our producer Rich is sending us signals that if we don't do this, bad things could happen. So. No, nothing bad would happen, but hang on, Rose. 833-288-3986. Share your tale of how God has come through for you when you absolutely needed him most. Take two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Some of those pauses seem like an eternity when you have actually made a little bit of a blunder. And Susan, you get my virtual apology award today because you're listening on St. Rose Radio, and our next caller is named Rose. So when I asked you to hold on there, I think twice I called you Rose. So I know that that's not an insult, but it's actually not your name. So I apologize for that. But Debbie and I were both actually starting to get a little bit emotional. If you can rewind just a few seconds there, this is an amazing story. So they've decided to have the baby, and pick up from there, or just rewind a little bit wherever you think it fits.
Okay, St. Rose is where I go to church, so that's where the rose came from, probably.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
But anyways, at the end of the 9 months, Laura didn't want to keep the baby, and so she went into foster care. And at the end of 3 weeks, I went over to the grotto at church and prayed and just said, God, I can't do this anymore. And he audibly said to me, trust me. And then 2 to 3 hours later, the godfather called my husband. My daughter had decided to place the baby for adoption. And actually, on my birthday is when we met at Catholic Charities to give her to the adopting couple. And it's an open adoption, which makes it even more beautiful. I get teary-eyed when I think about it, even now, 26 years later, because we are very, very close with them. Our granddaughter has always known us, and we visit, and she comes on grandparent trips with us, grandchildren trips with us, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that God created, a wonderful, wonderful situation out of something that was very, very hard to deal with at first.
Wow, Susan, I'm a mess. I'm an emotional mess because that is such a beautiful, story and an ending to what, just like you said, I mean, it could have gone so many different directions, but yet you went, and I go back to this, you know, it goes back to our first caller, Kathy, who's the sidewalk counselor. And, you know, it's exactly that. You went to that grotto, you prayed, and you heard God say to you, trust, Susan. And you did. And look how it's turned out. Your granddaughter, everything has worked out beautifully, and she's loved by many, and it's just amazing. And see, it's all how God wants it for us. He wants us to have life and to have it to the full, and with great blessings and great abundance, and he wants it multiplied. And that's what happened in your story. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, and the love just keeps multiplying, Susan. Wow. Thank you for sharing it with us. It helps all of us to remember to trust and to trust deeply.
Well, and I didn't go to that grotto expecting anything, really. I just went. And that's the beautiful thing, that when I surrendered, that's when it opened the way for God to do what he wanted to do and what he needed to do. So,
isn't that the case? Surrender is so often, I'll just speak for myself, others might be able to relate, surrender is one of the most difficult things to do because it's in our nature to want to do, and control, and try and make sure everything turns out okay. And it's those moments, it's those times, Susan and Debbie, when God just brings us to our knees and says, wait a minute, I'm waiting to do this for you. Now, when are you going to let me? And it sounds like that has happened not only for you, Susan, but for the other callers to the show today as well, and I'm sure for everyone else who's listening. So, bless you, Susan. Any other final thoughts you want to share before we let you go?
No, that's it. I just love open adoption. It's been the best thing for us.
Good. You sound really happy about that, and we're happy for you. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that.
Well, and yes, thank you, Susan, so very much for your story. But Jerry, again, about open adoption, you know what I just love about that? I mean, you can never have enough love. You know, and if everybody's going to just lavish this great love on these children, that is great. The children love, they need that. They soak it up. And I more love. That's what I'm going to say. That's my new
Yeah,
my
and the aspect of that I love too, like it's more love. It's more love from an extended, a wider family. You know, it's really, you know, God, I think, intended us to have love from not only mom and dad and siblings, but aunts, uncles, grandparents to a certain extent. Some people don't, aren't always in a position to have that. But if that is available and that can be there for the child, I think it's just very, very helpful. You got the intergenerational wisdom that is passed down and the lessons and all the things that we learn. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Great,
you can never
great
have enough
Susan.
Love.
Yeah.
Yes, great call from Susan. Thank you so much. This is getting emotional. A lot of texts and messages are coming in saying folks are saying this is a big Kleenex day conversation. So I agree.
Two box day, huh?
Two box Kleenex day. Yep. But it's all good. These are happy tears. Okay, let's move on to Rose. And Rose is in North Manchester, Indiana on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Rose. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you. I'm afraid to lose signal, so I will talk quickly, hopefully. What has happened to me was that I had reconnected with a childhood sweetheart. He was my fourth grade, first time kiss, fourth grade. And the first caller really got me crying. But,
right.
Anyway, trying to make a long story short, we reconnected. He had multiple marriages. I had been divorced, and I had been married once and divorced. I was born and raised as cradle Catholic, and he had been baptized Catholic, but nothing else had happened after that. After we had, reconnected and stuff, and we were just, seeing each other as friends and talking, it became evident that we wanted to date. But on the very first date, very first time we met up, I had said, I'm not going to date outside the Catholic faith. I did that once before and married outside the faith, and it was a mistake. I ended up with a beautiful daughter, but it ended up in a divorce, 9 years later. So what ended up happening was it was just too many negative feedback I was getting from other people. There's no way you guys are going to ever get married or anything because, he's had these multiple marriages. And then I found out about the free to get married paperwork you can do, similar to the annulment type process, because I had never had my marriage blessed or anything, and he had never had his marriages blessed either, nor were any of them in the Catholic Church or anything like that. So long story short, after 45 years, I reconnected with my fourth grade first kiss, and I am now moving up to Michigan, following my brother who's driving my semi-truck full of my furniture. We got married last September, and we are now moving into our new house and starting our new life. Thank you to God.
Wow. Rose, well, that's quite an amazing story. And the one thing that I would want to say to everybody who's listening because of what you shared there, Rose, there are so many people who feel like they don't belong in the church anymore. The church will not embrace them. In fact, we're doing a show on this coming up in the next few weeks. I don't remember the exact date, but it's going to be, do you feel like the church would not or could not embrace you? And I don't know if, I'm not saying that was the case for you, Rose, but for so many people, Debbie, there are obstacles like this that need to be removed, and they could seem insurmountable. And yet God has a way of doing that if that is his will to make a way for somebody. So I just want to encourage anyone who's listening, if you've had similar circumstances, you've been away from the church, not receiving the sacraments, at least talk to a priest. Just put the issue out there. And start the conversation and see if God doesn't move some mountains for you, because he wants all of us to be in the church and receiving the sacraments and in a good relationship with him. Don't you think, Deb?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Rose, did I hear that correctly? Did you guys get married in the church? Did I hear that correctly? I skipped out a little.
Yes. And he went through RCIA.
Okay.
And became fully Catholic.
Wow.
And then I also wanted to add into that, because he had mentioned on a per se that he was talking about coming back into the faith anyway. And I had been going to church. I had been through all that already. For years I had been going back. I had fallen away for a while and then I've been back in for decades now. So
beautiful.
But one other thing I wanted to mention is
Go
that
ahead.
I had made two trips two trips over to Medjugorje, one before I had even met up with him, and then a second one right after we got married, actually. And both of my roommates were in the same situation that I was, so I was able to share with them the whole process mm-hmm. of being able to go through this and that there is hope out there for us. You know,
wow. So. Okay, so Rose... Yes, Rose, safe traveling. We want to wish you that. We want to wish you abundant blessings on your beautiful marriage. And, you know, Jerry talked about sacramental marriages. He made a nice comment about my marriage to Marty. And I just want to pass that on to you. You know, let your sacrament show to everybody around you. And it is just, it's a beautiful thing, the blessings that come out of it. Jerry talks often about the ripple effect. It has a tremendous ripple effect in our community, in our neighborhood, in our parishes. And so we just wish that for you and your husband. Can you share his first name? So in case he wants to listen to this broadcast, John?
John. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, John.
And that's awesome. It's a beautiful story. And we just wish the best for you. Please stay in touch with us. We'd love to journey with you. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. Okay. But safe traveling there.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, bye-bye. Rose. Phone number 833-288-3986. A lot of calls to get to still here. And if you don't get to you on the Take Two with Jerry and Debbie live broadcast here on EWTN, we're launching the after show today. We're calling it that. And several minutes after we sign off this show, we're going to be on social media on jerryanddebbie.com and the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So you can go there and get information about that after the program. And we'll continue the conversation for as long as you want to. So, did you have something, Deb?
No, I was just going to say, how long, you said as long as our Take Two family wants to. I mean, what if it goes all day?
Well, you better get Marty to bring, let that sacrament show, Debbie. Let Marty bring you some lunch or something.
That's true. That's true. I'll get hungry.
Well, I say that assuming that it's not going to go more than, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. We don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. It's up to God.
Yep. Oh, good. Yep. I like that.
We'll let God move some mountains here.
Sounds good. Okay, so Paul and Astrid, hold on. There's an open phone line if you want to jump in at 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Lisa, and Lisa is in Freeport, Illinois, listening on Sirius XM 130 and is also a first-time caller. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Cool. Very good. So tell us your story about God moving mountains.
Well, God brought me back from probably one of the darkest places a person could go. On August 24th, 2005, I attempted to take my own life. I took an overdose of pills. From what I understand, they pumped between 50 and 75 pills out of my stomach. And looking back on that experience, I continue to be amazed at the people and events that God brought to bear to bring me to my talking to you today. You know, first of all, my best friend and her husband, who kept me calm on the phone and called an ambulance for me, my ability to get down the stairs and let law enforcement and EMTs into my home before I lost consciousness, the people who were in the emergency room at our local hospital that night who knew exactly what to do. I spent 3 days in the intensive care unit at our local hospital. Then I spent 2.5 weeks at an inpatient mental health facility where I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. And now I'm on the right medications. I have a long-term care plan. I have an emergency plan, so I know what to do when I'm in crisis. And God brought all this to bear in my life. It wasn't me. It was totally Him. And I continue to be stunned and amazed at what He has done for me in this regard.
Wow. Lisa, God bless you. And we're so grateful that you shared this because, unfortunately, I don't know if there's a growing number of people who suffer from different mental issues like bipolar, depression, and anxiety, and so forth. Maybe we're just hearing about it more. It's my personal opinion that it's actually more prevalent now than it was, say, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, way beyond. But anyway, that's for social people who put that stuff together to figure out. But and by the way, I just want to say for those who have lost a loved one in similar circumstances and didn't have the blessed outcome that Lisa did, our deep condolences to you. But yeah, Lisa, you're right. You were in no position at that point, really, to even really. I guess you could have sought God. You know, you can cry out to Him and so forth. But the way you're describing it, it's just like God just looked at your situation and He just acted sovereignly. He says, "I am going to move this mountain for Lisa right now, whether she is consciously thinking of that or asking me to do that or what." And I'm sure in your heart and in your mind, that's probably what you wanted, even though you felt that where you were in your life and with your situation, that was the outcome that you wanted to have. And God had more for you to do in this life. You know, Debbie, you're nodding your head, and I know that you want to just encourage Lisa in the same way that, you know, God, she's telling her story now. You always say that, Debbie, if something like this has happened to you, when you're comfortable with it in the right time, to share it with others.
And you are sharing it, Lisa, and you could be helping many, many souls right now in sharing this time in your life where you said it was the darkest time, but yet all the right people stepped up. Okay. They stepped up. God used them all perfectly to make sure that God got you to that safe, stable place. And Lisa, something that you said, just rang so true deep in my heart when you said, I'm constantly stunned and amazed by God. I feel the same way. And isn't it incredible, Lisa, that, you know, if there was only one Lisa, you, Lisa, He still would have suffered and died just for you. That is how amazing our God is. And He showed Himself in true fashion in your situation. So God bless you for having such a great outcome to the darkest time of your life, because a lot of folks don't get that opportunity, and you did. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I hope you tell your story to everybody you meet. You just did on a global platform, so I hope you continue to do that. What do you think?
Well, I have talked to psychology classes at our local high school.
Good.
When I first approached the teacher, he said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Absolutely." And he said, "Who better to talk to these kids about mental illness than somebody who lives with it?" But we need to talk about these things, because there is still a stigma. And one of the things that in the past that I have found somewhat frustrating is people said, "Well, haven't you prayed for God to heal you from this?" Of course I have, but I am healed. I have the right medications. I have good mental health care. I have good physical health care. I have a long-term plan of how to take care of myself. That is my healing. And I know I will be totally released from this when I die and go to heaven. But for now, I am living a full, joyous, and successful life with bipolar 2, and it, with the grace of God, it can totally be done. And don't be afraid to ask for help. We are strongest when we ask for help.
Yeah. Lisa, what you're doing right now is you are giving hope to a lot of people right now, because we get people contact us all the time. We get emails all the time, don't we, Debbie, from concerned parents and grandparents. You know, my son, my daughter, my grandchild is struggling with depression or anxiety or just not feeling appreciated or affirmed in life or what mm-hmm. have you. And it really is leading a lot of young people, especially not just young people, but a lot of them to the brink of where you were, Lisa. So what you have just shared right there gives a lot of people hope that where mountains need to be moved in their lives or in their families' lives, mm-hmm. God is capable of doing that. So let us hope and pray that He will do that in every instance, because yeah, this is a very serious thing.
And keep talking, Lisa. I love the power and the passion in your voice. You're helping others. You're raising awareness, and you're removing that stigma that should never be there anyway. Because, by the way, and this is my personal opinion. You could disagree with me if you want, Lisa, but I think we all have brain health issues that we have to deal with. All of us, you know, there's and on some level. And so the sooner we work together to helping one another and letting others thrive, it'll be better for all of us. Would you agree with that, Lisa?
Oh, I absolutely would agree with that. Also, I encourage your listeners who are dealing with mental health issues, ask St. Dimphna to intercede for you to the throne of God's grace, because she will. She is the patron saint of those of us with mental illness, and she will intercede for you. She will stand by you. she will pray for you, because I know she does for me every night when I say, Saint Dimphna, pray for us. But God's grace in all this has just been amazing. And like I said, I am living a full, beautiful, and joyous life. And I am so blessed. I get up every morning, and it's a new day. And I said, let's go, God. Let's make the most of this day.
Wow. That's great, Lisa. You're doing, you know, I've been through some depression myself. I've shared this on the program before. And I, as God has given me, you know, hope and joy again at various times in my life, I have always said to myself and to others, you know, if I don't share what God has done for me, if I don't give that away, in a sense, it feels like I'll be stealing. So you're doing the same thing. You're giving it away. You're not just taking what God has given you, but you're taking that on behalf of others and letting it go through you out to others who are going to be benefited from this. So thank you, Lisa. We do appreciate your participation very much. We still have a few other phone calls to get to, and anyone we don't get to on the live show here on EWTN, we can assist you on the after show coming up after this, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute.
Okay, Astrid is in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Astrid. Welcome.
Hi, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jerry,
thank you for your emails about the Orrisville. The mountain that God moved was something that affected my entire family, and that is that he allowed the Berlin Wall to come down in 1989. And I was born in Berlin. My mom and dad, my sister and I were all born there. Our family was divided. My mother told me that if she hadn't married my dad, she would have ended up on the east side, because that's where all my cousins grew up and lived for all those years and stood in bread lines and things like that when the communists were in control. It was really something. And when I was in Berlin in 2015, my relatives said, we don't understand how this wall came down without bloodshed. And I was puzzled and intrigued by that. So I tried to find out how it came about. And I ended up reading that big, fat book. I didn't quite make it through the whole thing, but big, fat book that, what was his name? He wrote about St. John Paul, who wasn't a saint at the time.
George Weigel.
Yeah. He wrote this really big book. I can't think of the title, but I kept reading until I could find out what happened, that the Berlin Wall did come down, and it had a lot to do with the Solidarity Movement in Poland, which, you know, I mean, I had heard about it, but I didn't realize how connected those things were. And I had asked for prayer from different, before I was a Catholic, I had asked for prayer from different groups of people about the wall when it was up, and I didn't have much hope that the wall would ever come down. I just figured that was probably going to be that way. But then something happened that gave me a little glimmer of hope, and then, you know, it came down. I mean, it opened up all kinds of things for my family. I, as an American citizen, was able to visit my relatives in the East and in the West, just because I was an American citizen. But my Berlin, East Berlin side of the family, my cousins, were not allowed to go to the West, and the West couldn't go to the East, although on rare occasions like a funeral, they could sometimes be given permission. There was a lot of red tape. But anyway, I wanted to share that, because that was such a big mountain, and it really did come down.
It really did. Yeah, it shows that God can not only move mountains, he can remove walls and barriers, and he does it not only physically, but also in our own lives and in our relationships. And Astrid, I want to thank you for sharing that, because Debbie, I don't know, for whatever reason, what came to my mind is the parting of the Red Sea. You know, the Israelites needed God to not move a mountain, but part a sea for them, and he did. And I think this conversation today, Debbie, which we're going to continue on the after show, it's just filling me with a lot. As I hear these stories, it's renewing within me the fact that our God is awesome. You always say, Debbie, go big. God is a big God. Ask for big things. The saints have said to ask for big things. And we've heard a lot of great examples of how God has done that today.
Yeah, he's a great God. He is a great God. Astrid, thank you so much for sharing your family story with us. And we will definitely be emailing you with some more details about the pilgrimage that we're going to be taking to the shrine in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. So, Jerry, we got to talk about that. And also, we've got Paul in Piscataway, New Jersey, and Judith in Texas. You're both first-time callers. We're not going to get to you, so we're hoping that you'll jump on over to our after show. We'll continue this conversation because we really want to hear your stories as well, and others will jump on to Facebook and catch the after show, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page or jerryanddebbie.com. And the way that you can connect with us on the program is listed right there, the phone number and all. And we hope that many of you will do that, especially, as Debbie said, Paul and Judith. But again, Debbie, as we wind up down this Friday, and it's the day before technically our anniversary, but we're marking 4 years on the air right now. We are just so grateful to God, the show team, the listeners, the affiliates. It's been an amazing 4 years, and we just ask our listeners to pray for us as we enter year number five on Monday.
That's true, and we want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day this weekend. We hope you just have a great, relaxing, fun time with your family, and God bless you for being strong fathers. On Monday, we're going to be talking about recommended Catholic books, and also the Best Of show on Saturday is the opioid epidemic. That's part two. So until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. See you real soon.
Talk to you on the after show, I hope.